Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I'm not much of a cinema goer, but I do enjoy a good film. I usually buy a film online and watch it at home. I've got a widescreen TV and a projector. Sometimes, if I am in the mood, I use it. You feel as if you were in the cinema, but I find it a bit cozier on my sofa. It's also a lot cheaper to watch films at home. If I invite some friends, they bring popcorn and drinks, and then you really can't tell the difference.
Speaker B.
The cinema is my life. Ever since I was a little girl, I've wanted to become an actress. I would watch all the new musicals and children's films and dream of playing the leading parts. When I was in my last year at school, I took acting classes to prepare for the New York Theater and Cinema Academy. After graduating, I auditioned at the academy and got in. It was the happiest moment of my life, even more so than getting an Oscar 2 weeks ago.
Speaker C.
Books are much more fun than films. I know most film directors want to make a film out of some classical book, but so often the film versions don't turn out well, at least to my taste. When you watch a film, you are forced to believe what you see, and when you read a book, you can imagine the characters and have your own personal experience with the plot. Watching a film just doesn't trigger your imagination the way reading does.
Speaker D.
I can't remember the last time I was at the movies. I think it was the day I broke my arm. Crazy as it may be, I broke my arm going to see a new film. My girlfriend had asked me to go to the cinema with her, so I bought the tickets for Friday night. We were meeting inside the Star Cinema. It had been raining hard and the pavement was very wet. I was 5 minutes late for my date, so I hurried up the stairs and slipped. The last thing I remembered was the terrible pain in my arm.
Speaker E.
I never miss a new film. I have a notification sent from the local cinema to inform me about any change in their shows. They change the schedule once every 2 weeks, so I go to the cinema every other week. Our local cinema is rather small, so they show 2 or 3 films at a time. Sometimes I watch a film every day for 3 days in a row to see all that's new in the market. It does get expensive sometimes, but it's worth it the way I see it.
Speaker F.
The theater has more of an appeal to me than the cinema. I would go to see a play more often if they had more theaters around where I live. Local theater companies have only 2 shows a year, and that doesn't satisfy my appetite, so I travel to London to see different shows maybe once a month or so. Seeing real three-dimensional people on stage is a lot more interesting than watching them on the screen. I love watching actors' facial expressions and the interaction between them.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Speaker A.
I'm not much of a cinema goer, but I do enjoy a good film. I usually buy a film online and watch it at home. I've got a widescreen TV and a projector. Sometimes, if I am in the mood, I use it. You feel as if you were in the cinema, but I find it a bit cozier on my sofa. It's also a lot cheaper to watch films at home. If I invite some friends, they bring popcorn and drinks, and then you really can't tell the difference.
Speaker B.
The cinema is my life. Ever since I was a little girl, I've wanted to become an actress. I would watch all the new musicals and children's films and dream of playing the leading parts. When I was in my last year at school, I took acting classes to prepare for the New York Theater and Cinema Academy. After graduating, I auditioned at the academy and got in. It was the happiest moment of my life, even more so than getting an Oscar 2 weeks ago.
Speaker C.
Books are much more fun than films. I know most film directors want to make a film out of some classical book, but so often the film versions don't turn out well, at least to my taste. When you watch a film, you are forced to believe what you see, and when you read a book, you can imagine the characters and have your own personal experience with the plot. Watching a film just doesn't trigger your imagination the way reading does.
Speaker D.
I can't remember the last time I was at the movies. I think it was the day I broke my arm. Crazy as it may be, I broke my arm going to see a new film. My girlfriend had asked me to go to the cinema with her, so I bought the tickets for Friday night. We were meeting inside the Star Cinema. It had been raining hard and the pavement was very wet. I was 5 minutes late for my date, so I hurried up the stairs and slipped. The last thing I remembered was the terrible pain in my arm.
Speaker E.
I never miss a new film. I have a notification sent from the local cinema to inform me about any change in their shows. They change the schedule once every 2 weeks, so I go to the cinema every other week. Our local cinema is rather small, so they show two or three films at a time. Sometimes I watch a film every day for 3 days in a row to see all that's new in the market. It does get expensive sometimes, but it's worth it the way I see it.
Speaker F.
The theater has more of an appeal to me than the cinema. I would go to see a play more often if they had more theaters around where I live. Local theater companies have only 2 shows a year, and that doesn't satisfy my appetite. So I travel to London to see different shows maybe once a month or so. Seeing real three-dimensional people on stage is a lot more interesting than watching them on the screen. I love watching actors' facial expressions and the interaction between them.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hey, Tom. Long time no see. How are you?
Alice, what a pleasant surprise. I'm doing great. What about yourself?
I'm well, too. What have you been doing all this time?
Well, I've been studying at a boarding school in Oxford.
Wow. It's not the famous one for boys, is it?
Yes, that's the one.
How do you like it? How is it different from our old school?
I like it okay. The studies are very rigorous. We have 5 classes a day before lunch and 4 after we eat. Of course, one of the classes each day is a sport, but it's still a rather hard day.
Sounds intense if you ask me. Do they give you homework too?
Well, some. We usually have reading for our lit classes, and homework in foreign languages, some vocabulary learning, and grammar exercises.
How many foreign languages are you studying?
2 modern languages and Latin. You have a choice of foreign languages, French, Spanish, Arabic, and Chinese. Latin is compulsory.
Which ones are you taking right now? I think I'd go for Arabic and Chinese, since those are really popular these days.
I am studying Chinese and French. You see, my dad has a business in France. So if I ever decide to follow in his steps, I'll definitely need French. And Arabic, as you say, is very popular nowadays.
With all that studying, do you ever have fun? Have you made any good friends?
Of course I have. I've got a small circle of close friends, 3 boys we hang out with. At weekends we have some free time to play games, go for walks, or into town.
That's good. What do you do when you go into town? I've been to Oxford, and there isn't much to do there, it seems.
Are you kidding? There's a nice cinema complex there, and a shopping center. There are also some nice coffee shops and cheap restaurants. There is one coffee place that has a poetry contest every Saturday night where anyone can have stage time to recite their poetry. So we do that with friends.
Are you serious? You recite poetry for fun? You even write your own poetry? That's pretty amazing. You were always into books, so I guess this school is a good match for you.
It really is. I'm rather happy here. The only drawback is that I don't see my parents during the term. Only on holidays, and sometimes they come up to see me at weekends.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hey, Tom. Long time no see. How are you?
Alice, what a pleasant surprise. I'm doing great. What about yourself?
I'm well, too. What have you been doing all this time?
Well, I've been studying at a boarding school in Oxford.
Wow. It's not the famous one for boys, is it?
Yes, that's the one.
How do you like it? How is it different from our old school?
I like it okay. The studies are very rigorous. We have 5 classes a day before lunch and 4 after we eat. Of course, one of the classes each day is a sport, but it's still a rather hard day.
Sounds intense if you ask me. Do they give you homework too?
Well, some. We usually have reading for our lit classes, and homework in foreign languages, some vocabulary learning, and grammar exercises.
How many foreign languages are you studying?
2 modern languages and Latin. You have a choice of foreign languages: French, Spanish, Arabic, and Chinese. Latin is compulsory.
Which ones are you taking right now? I think I'd go for Arabic and Chinese, since those are really popular these days.
I am studying Chinese and French. You see, my dad has a business in France. So if I ever decide to follow in his steps, I'll definitely need French. And Arabic, as you say, is very popular nowadays.
With all that studying, do you ever have fun? Have you made any good friends?
Of course I have. I've got a small circle of close friends, 3 boys we hang out with. At weekends, we have some free time to play games, go for walks, or into town.
That's good. What do you do when you go into town? I've been to Oxford, and there isn't much to do there, it seems.
Are you kidding? There's a nice cinema complex there, and a shopping center. There are also some nice coffee shops and cheap restaurants. There is one coffee place that has a poetry contest every Saturday night where anyone can have stage time to recite their poetry. So we do that with friends.
Are you serious? You recite poetry for fun? You even write your own poetry? That's pretty amazing. You were always into books, so I guess this school is a good match for you.
It really is. I'm rather happy here. The only drawback is that I don't see my parents during the term. Only on holidays, and sometimes they come up to see me at weekends.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Good evening, everyone. We are happy to welcome you to our weekly program, Animal World. Today is a very special day as we have a great opportunity to hear from an amazing woman who knows a lot about wildlife and wild animals. Sarah Thomas, it is very good to see you today. Thank you so much for coming.
Hello, it's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So, before we start talking about your experiences with the animals, let me ask you how it all started. Where were you born, and were you interested in animals from childhood? How did it all start?
Well, I was born in London, and my fascination with animal behavior began in early childhood when we moved to York. We lived in a cozy, thatched cottage in the most picturesque part of the city, and in my leisure time, I observed native birds and animals, making lots of notes and sketches, and I also read a lot in the area of zoology. From an early age, I dreamed of traveling to Africa. I was eager to observe exotic animals in their natural habitats.
We know that your dream came true and that you spent quite a bit of time in Africa.
Yes. When I was 18, I left school and got a job as a secretary at Oxford University. In my spare time, I worked at a London-based documentary film company because I wanted to make some money for my trip to Africa. One day, completely out of the blue, my childhood friend invited me to visit Kenya, and so I did. There, I met an anthropologist, Thomas Wilde, who wanted to perform a study about chimpanzees to see if it would throw more light on evolution. You know, some of my friends and relatives thought that was a crazy idea, because I had no college education to do these studies, but Thomas believed I had the right kind of character to be able to live in the wild for a long time. Since it was actually my childhood dream, I agreed. That was my very first attempt to study the monkeys. Unfortunately, it wasn't successful.
Did you try again then? I know you have written several books and filmed a few documentary films about your experience with the chimpanzees.
That's true. I started all over. In 1960, I went to Africa again, together with my mom and an African cook. We established a camp on a lakeshore. Can you imagine? Crystal clear water, sand banks. Anyway, it took me 2 long years to get close to the monkeys, to the point when they allowed me to be a part of their group.
2 years? You've got more patience than I have. How did you make them like you in the end?
Bananas. For 2 years, I offered them bananas until they actually began to accept me as their own. I came to the same spot every day at the same time and fed them bananas. After 1 year, they stopped running away. After the second year, they allowed me to climb trees with them and eat their food.
What? Are you serious? You climbed trees with the chimps? That was probably lots of fun.
You bet. I had to learn to use my arms and legs like never before. It only looks easy when you observe the animals. We as people are very limited in our abilities to use our limbs. Our legs and arms aren't designed to hang on to tree branches and plant leaves. The monkeys, on the other hand, don't even have to think about what they are doing when they move. So there was a lot I had to learn not to fall off those tall trees. That was a real challenge.
Was it all worth it, though?
Definitely. I still think of that time as one of the best periods of my life. I got so close to these animals that I was able to understand them. I was able to experience what it is like to be inside an animal world.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good evening, everyone. We are happy to welcome you to our weekly program, Animal World. Today is a very special day as we have a great opportunity to hear from an amazing woman who knows a lot about wildlife and wild animals. Sarah Thomas, it is very good to see you today. Thank you so much for coming.
Hello. It's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So, before we start talking about your experiences with the animals, let me ask you how it all started. Where were you born, and were you interested in animals from childhood? How did it all start?
Well, I was born in London, and my fascination with animal behavior began in early childhood when we moved to York. We lived in a cozy, thatched cottage in the most picturesque part of the city, and in my leisure time, I observed native birds and animals, making lots of notes and sketches, and I also read a lot in the area of zoology. From an early age, I dreamed of traveling to Africa. I was eager to observe exotic animals in their natural habitats.
We know that your dream came true and that you spent quite a bit of time in Africa.
Yes. When I was 18, I left school and got a job as a secretary at Oxford University. In my spare time, I worked at a London-based documentary film company because I wanted to make some money for my trip to Africa. One day, completely out of the blue, my childhood friend invited me to visit Kenya, and so I did. There, I met an anthropologist, Thomas Wilde, who wanted to perform a study about chimpanzees to see if it would throw more light on evolution. You know, some of my friends and relatives thought that was a crazy idea because I had no college education to do these studies, but Thomas believed I had the right kind of character to be able to live in the wild for a long time. Since it was actually my childhood dream, I agreed. That was my very first attempt to study the monkeys. Unfortunately, it wasn't successful.
Did you try again, then? I know you have written several books and filmed a few documentary films about your experience with the chimpanzees.
That's true. I started all over. In 1960, I went to Africa again, together with my mom and an African cook. We established a camp on a lakeshore. Can you imagine? Crystal clear water, sand banks. Anyway, it took me 2 long years to get close to the monkeys, to the point when they allowed me to be a part of their group.
2 years? You've got more patience than I have. How did you make them like you in the end?
Bananas. For 2 years, I offered them bananas until they actually began to accept me as their own. I came to the same spot every day at the same time and fed them bananas. After 1 year, they stopped running away. After the second year, they allowed me to climb trees with them and eat their food.
What? Are you serious? You climbed trees with the chimps? That was probably lots of fun.
You bet. I had to learn to use my arms and legs like never before. It only looks easy when you observe the animals. We as people are very limited in our abilities to use our limbs. Our legs and arms aren't designed to hang on to tree branches and plant leaves. The monkeys, on the other hand, don't even have to think about what they are doing when they move. So there was a lot I had to learn not to fall off those tall trees. That was a real challenge.
Was it all worth it, though?
Definitely. I still think of that time as one of the best periods of my life. I got so close to these animals that I was able to understand them. I was able to experience what it is like to be inside an animal world.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.